Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome, and we thank God for your lives today, for the wonderful things that Almighty God had in store for you today. We have a title from the Living God that is The Conditions of Prayer. The conditions of prayer. Without delay, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. He said, and this is the confidence that we have in Jesus. This is the confidence that we have in God the Father, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Praise the Lord. This is so wonderful. We are talking about prayers today. We're going to talk about prayer. Do you know, if I ask you, what is that particular act then that we do all the time? It is simply prayer. Say, pray without ceasing. It is the most important thing in the life of a child of God, because man cannot live without breathing. So prayer is breathing. You breathe. The very moment that one will stop breathing, that will be your end. You stop breathing, you start dying. That is something that man is doing it all the time. All the time. Sleeping, awake, he's still breathing. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. That tells you how important this subject really is. And according to the scripture that we just read here, he said that it's a confidence that we have in God. It's a confidence. So we are in assurance that if we ask anything according to God's will, God hears us. We ask anything according to God's will, Almighty God, he hears us. By the way, we pray to the Father, God the Father, in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. This is how prayer must go. The Holy Spirit is taking our petitions to Jesus, because for he shall glorify Jesus. And the Son is taking our petitions before the Father. And the Father is getting it all accomplished. We pray to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ by the empowerment of Holy Ghost. So when we pray to the Father and he hears us, then we know that whatsoever that we ask of him because we are praying his will, he would definitely answer your petitions. Jesus Christ taught at least three conditions for individual prayer. Jesus Christ, in his earthly ministry, he taught at least three main conditions for our individual prayer. He said that one must pray in faith. That is one. When you are praying, you have to pray in faith. Said, this is the confidence that we have in him. That is faith. The second thing that one must have to pray is the necessity of abiding in Christ. The necessity of abiding in Christ for your prayers to be carried forth before the Father. And number three, the necessity of praying in the name of Jesus. The necessity of praying in the name of Jesus. There is nothing like unconditional prayer. Every prayer is conditional. Every prayer is what? It's conditional. Jesus Christ, in his own earthly, you know, ministry, his prayer life, he was always praying according to the will of the Father. According to the will of the Father. So, if we pray the will of the Father, God himself is bound by his word to answer us. First of all, to hear us, and then to answer. If God hears, Father, this is your will. This is what you say about this particular situation. And this is what I am going through. It goes against your word. By the way, God is not honoring any man. God only honors his word. God is not honoring a man. God is honoring his word. So every man that would take God's word seriously, you will see that your life is being transformed, because that word is going to transform your life. He's going to honor the word, his word, his word. Every prayer is conditional. Every prayer is conditional. Every prayer is conditional. The conditions of prayer. Many things to say. Matter of fact, there are like 13 personal prerequisites. 13 personal prerequisites. In other words, what you have to be, to have in place before you even come before God to see you praying and for your prayers to be answered. There are 13 specific things that one must fulfill in order to be sure that indeed God is going to answer my prayers. Today we're going to see 7 of them. The personal prerequisite. The personal prerequisite for your prayers to be answered. Number one, sincerity. Number one, sincerity. You have to be sincere with God. Praying in sincerity is one important prerequisite for prayer. Praying in sincerity. The book of Job, Job 16, 17. He said, not for any injustice in my hands. Also, my prayer is pure. Not for any injustice in my hand. Also, my prayer is pure. Psalm 145, verse 18. He said, the Lord is near unto them all that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth. The Lord is near unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth. In truth. Call upon him in truth. Call upon him out of any form of deception. In truth. We have a situation here in Matthew 6, 5. Jesus Christ brought it forth. He said, when thou prayest, when thou prayest. So prayer is not something that you should be struggling with. Prayer, we said it, is the breath of life. You have to continue doing it. Pray without ceasing. So when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. He said, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You are not praying to make yourself interesting. You are not praying for people to see that, yes, you are the prayer warrior. Sincerity. You come before God with open heart. My heart is pure. My prayer is pure. There is no injustice in me. I come before God. This is one condition that is fulfilled, or that must be fulfilled for one's prayer to be answered by Almighty God. Number two, reverence. Number two, reverence. You have to come before God in prayer in reverence. Very important. Hebrews 12 and the verse is 28. He said, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Now watch what Ecclesiastes is saying here. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, he said, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. Be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil, giving the sacrifice of fools, but they consider not that they do evil. It's an abomination to come before God and just start saying things. God, this is what I want, this is what I want, this one I want, this one I want. What about what God wants? Everything is all centered about you. That is the sacrifice of a fool. You are not hearing, you are not, you know, in tune with heaven to bring forth God's purpose for your life. So verse 2 of Ecclesiastes 5, he said, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. God is in heaven, and thou you are here on earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. When one has come in touch with the heavenly mandate over his life, he will be praying that it is written. When one has in touch with the Holy Ghost, he will be praying that it is written. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, I have not seen it. Say, it is written that I have not seen it. Ye have not heard it. Neither have it entered into the heart of any man. The things that God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed these things unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Every single thing deep that it is written concerning your life, it is hidden in Almighty God. Anything that have eyes and ear do not have access to it. It is by the Holy Spirit, it is revealed to the Holy Spirit. This is the reason why one must be living and being testifying by the Holy Ghost that indeed you are a child of God. The Holy Ghost bearing witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. When heaven talks, you are hearing what the word of God is in your life. And you are praying according to the leadings of the Holy Ghost. For it is written to come to pass. We are asking for things that are not in line with what God had called us to live. The Holy Ghost will definitely help you. As you do not come to God in rashness. Rashness is a sign of non-reverence or irreverence to God. We have to come being able to listen to the channel of the Holy Spirit and pray accordingly. Number three, we said number one is sincerity. Number two, reverence. Number three, humility. Humility. The book of Psalms, Psalm 10 and the verse is 17. He said, Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou will prepare their heart. Thou will cause thy ear to hear. If we come before God in humility, Almighty God shall definitely hear us. If we come before God broken, broken in the spirit, broken in life. What they said to you is not something that is, in all touching you, you are not offended. You're coming before Almighty God with a clean heart. In sincerity, not holding any grudge against anyone. We don't come before the Lord to attack people. We come before Almighty God for the Lord's protection to come upon our lives and upon our families, for the purpose of Almighty God to be established. I say this, we don't have any problem with anyone. For he said that we fight not. The book of Ephesians 6:12, he said we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. All these things, they are all spiritual things. We are fighting a spiritual battle. Even when the enemy is using people, have possessed them, and be using them greatly because they have made themselves available to be used, we are still not seeing them as our enemies. The enemy is Satan and his organization. This is the one that we have in mind. We are fighting a spiritual battle. So when they come around and they start fighting you physically, your battle is not a physical battle. You have to take wisdom from Almighty God. You are to redeem a soul, not to kill people. So then the best way is to give responsibility to Almighty God. Let God take absolute control of the situation. Be dead. Be completely dead. And be submissive unto the glory of God. Living your life, setting your eyes on Almighty God. Continue praying. Hey, you don't know where they will be attacking you from. So with your little carnal mind, telling God what to do for you, Almighty God knows exactly what has been planned in darkness when you were completely sleeping. God knows exactly when the enemy came to your field and planted evil with the good things that you are trying to bring forth. So the same God who knows, who saw them when they were planting evil, the same God knows how to deal with them. Your responsibility, focus on God. Pray unto the Lord. Let the purpose of the living God come to pass in your life. Our God is not an unrighteous God. Our God is a righteous God. God is already against the wicked. So anyone that will stand for the cause of Almighty God, you shall be defended. It is God's word. It is God's word. Set your eyes on God and let God deal with your enemies. Pray for the purpose of God to come to pass. Number four, persistence. Persistence. There is a wonderful story. I'm going to quickly read through it. Luke 11, the verses 5 to 13. We have a situation here that he said, and he said unto them, to his disciples, Jesus Christ is the one talking here. He said, which of you shall have a friend? This is a parable. And shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come unto me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door now is shut, and my children are with me in the bed. I cannot rise and give thee. So basically, Jesus Christ is, you know, he's putting this parable in the form of a question. He said, who among us might have a friend out there? And you have been visited in the middle of the night by one that have come from a journey. And you have nothing in the house. So what would you do? In this case, he said that the man just stood up and started roaming around and went to one of the friends in the middle of the night, midnight, and started knocking at the friend's door. Knocking at the friend's door. And the door opened. The man said, go away. I do not have anything. My children, my family, we are sleeping by this time. It is late. Matter of fact, we have even best in our argument. We didn't know that we have nothing left. It seems like such a genuine situation. We cannot rise and give thee. Verse 8. Jesus said, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. So the Lord concluded in verse 9 and said, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask any egg, will he suffer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? So, now, if you look into this story here, you can see the persistency of the man that went to his friend in the middle of the night. Watch this. Number one. This man that was coming from the journey never called his friend to tell him that he's coming. So he was not expected. But he still showed up. And he came at a time that every excuse is valid. It is midnight. There is no food. We might just give him a little water. Say, oh, my dear, don't worry. Just show him his room. The bed is already set. And please sleep. In the morning, we will get you something to eat or something. Or we might not even say anything at all. And just show him his room. And maybe he will understand. But this is not the case. The man thought of him and said that, I have to prepare something for this man to eat. Even at midnight. I do not have anything here. But I do have friends. Let me go and knock. Let me go and knock. So he went and knocked. Oh, brother, I just got one of my friends who just came. Unfortunately, we don't have anything. He might also say, oh, my dear brother, I'm so sorry. I'm like you. We are not also having anything in this house. But the man keep going. He said, I'm sorry, but really, if there is anything that you can do, help me. Are you coming this time, midnight, asking for food? Where am I going to get? He said, because he's a friend. Because he's a friend. He will still go to the extent to get food for him. He said, we children of God, human beings, as evil as we are, when we go before the Lord and ask him something, God give us to us. As when we, our children come to us and they are asking us things, they ask us eggs, we don't give them scorpions. We are not evil to them. How much more our Heavenly Father, who already had good thoughts concerning you, it is God's will to answer your prayers. It is God's will to see you doing well. It is God's will for your family to be doing well. It is God's will. But please, don't give up. Don't give up. It's not because, God, I know. I have been praying this same prayer since last year. And I've been asking you about this man. Didn't you say that I have to get married? And all this prayer that I keep coming, praying the same prayer. All this men moving around, nobody is even looking at me. God, are you not looking at my life? Can't you do something about this situation? I am telling you, next month, if nothing is happening, God, hear me, because I cannot take this anymore. Next month, if nothing is happening, you are the one that is saying that we should not marry an unbeliever. That is the reason why I have been keeping myself and looking into the church. And these ones, they don't even care. What are you doing? If you are not answering my prayers within this short time, Lord, don't blame me for what I bring to you. Don't. Do not give such a condition to Almighty God. The persistency does not mean foolishness. Keeping going before Almighty God Almighty God does his things in his own time, not your time. Heaven has a time for the purpose of heaven. After all, that marriage is not for you anyway. It is for the purpose, the glory of God. And the Lord is willing to see you being married and have your family so that he will have his godly children. Thank you, my Lord. So, what we saw in verse 9 of Luke 11, that says that, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. These things are extremely important in terms of persistency. And the persistency has three levels, as I just mentioned here. The first level of persistency is the asking. You keep on asking. For this shows, you know, this shows that the petition, the petitioner really believe enough to receive. And this is important. The petitioner, he believes enough to receive. He keeps asking because he knows that my heavenly Father is a good Father and he will not give me what is bad for me. And to empower this, we have James 1, 5 to 6. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask of faith. Let him ask of faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of sea driven with the wind and tossed. The up and down. The up and down. We come, we ask. We don't receive anything. We go, we messed up, and we are coming back again. And it keeps on. And we are not getting the real thing. So the first level of persistency is the asking. The second level is the seeking. The seeking. Keep on seeking for the purpose of finding the answer. Keep on seeking for the purpose of finding the answer. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I'm not going to give up. I will keep pressing. I will keep looking. I will keep finding. Because I know that God will definitely going to release it unto me. And I will get hold of it. Number three level of persistency. The knocking. The knocking. Keep knocking. Keep knocking for the purpose of getting those doors open. Keep knocking for the purpose of getting those doors open. Romans 1, verse 9 to 12. He said, for God is my witness, Apostle Paul writing to them, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son Jesus Christ, that without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. Without ceasing, persistency, without ceasing, keep knocking. I keep praying for you, making requests. If by any means now at length I might have prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. Praying for the Lord to open the door so that he can go and visit the brethren. Hallelujah. We are coming from very, very far. We said we are going to see seven things so far. Number one, we said sincerity. Number two, we talk about reverence. Number three, humility. Number four, persistency. Persistency. Number five, submission. These are the conditions for your prayers to be answered. Prerequisites. Prerequisite conditions. Number five, you have to be submissive. Submissive to God. We must be in submission to God's will so that we are willing to receive whatever answer to our prayers God chooses to give us. That is another, you know, once, hey God, I have been asking you, a man with a broad shoulder, why are you bringing me this creaky man? God knows that that rikiki man is the best for you. The broad shoulder is going to give you blows. And you'll be coming back, where, you know, crying unto God. God, why did you do this? So right away, the gifts of God, they are all perfect. Added no sorrow. Don't come back and cry. So the Lord give you exactly what you need. Number six, obedience. Obedience. As you pray to Almighty God, you have to be obedient to God. 1 John chapter 3 and the verses 22. He said, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. Prayer is not effective if it does not, you know, align itself with the character of God. Prayer is not effective if it does not align itself with the character of Almighty God. By aligning ourselves with God's character, we are characterized by obedience. And God will answer our prayers because we keep his commandments. Because we keep his commandments. You cannot come and come before God. God, in the name of Jesus, I have come. You said that man shall not be alone. It's not good for a man to live alone. It's not good for a woman to live alone. For the past few years, after I finished school, God, I have been searching. I searched in school. I didn't find any. And now I'm working. I searched at work. I didn't find any. I am at a church. I'm searching at a church. I didn't find any. When are you going to answer me? When are you going to answer me? Meanwhile, you are the one that is searching, visiting people's husbands. How are you going to find yours? You must come in line with God's requirements, God's word. Thank you, my Lord. Amen. The last one. We give God all the glory, all the glory, and all the glory. Number seven is abiding in Jesus. It's abiding in Jesus. So, John 15, verse 1 to 8. Abiding in Jesus Christ. The Lord said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Thank you, Lord. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abideth in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. Hallelujah. Glory be to the King of glory, the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Abiding in Jesus. These are so powerful scriptures. Amazing scriptures. This is what is called your position of strength. This is where, before they get you, when you are abiding in Christ, he said that you have to abide. You make choice of Jesus. Then Jesus will make choice of you. Now the one that is looking to kill you, to get you, they have to get Jesus Christ. This is where the power is coming from. So whatever that they have to do to move you away from your position of strength, this is why they are fighting you. If you don't have understanding, you'll be fighting a lost battle. But if you know that the one in whom you trust, this is the confidence that we have in him. This is the confidence that we have in him. When we know that we are in Christ and Christ in us, come and get me. Come and get me. Come and get me. They will be looking for you. They mention your name, the name of Jesus will answer. They will be looking for you. Testing of blood, they are looking for blood. Blood of Jesus will be presented. They will be looking for your children. They are all in Christ. For the power of the Lord is abiding in that house. There is fire around the house all the time. Satan, have you not considered Job? God, I have considered Job long time ago before you asked me. I've been roaming around, up and down. I see his house. So why are you not going there? Do you think I'm stupid? The place is always burning on fire. When the fire is in your house, when the fire of God is in your house, when you are in Christ, by the time you always have such a wonderful night, peaceful night. Why? The angels, they are on assignment. Angels on assignment. Let the whole area be burning with the works of darkness around. But you, thousands are falling here. 10,000 are falling there. You are dwelling. Not even a single torch will come to you. Surrounding you, people are complaining. They are saying that there is a casting down here. There is a casting down there. And this one is not working. God said that you shall say there is what? A lifting up. Because we are not subject. We are not in the same place. You are in the world. I am in Christ. Satan is working in you. Christ is working in me through his Holy Ghost. That is why we don't pertain to the same kingdom. And the child of God must understand this. So we don't fight with carnal weapons, but we fight spiritual wars with weapons that are in the God's hand, making God the mighty weapon in our lives. They cannot kill you. You are not to be afraid. In only one condition, that you don't mess up. You understand the principles that govern this world. Abiding in Christ is all that these words are talking about. When you abide in Christ, many things are being said here by Jesus Christ himself. Thank you, Lord. Some of us, this has been giving us so much assurance in life. We don't move around looking back and seeing who is coming to hurt us. We move forward for the purpose of God to be established over our lives. I'm not thinking of you. You see me, what am I doing? I'm praising my God. My prayer is full of worship and praise, full of glory to Almighty God. And I am dancing. God, this war, God, who wants you to take Jericho? Father, what about the war? He said, dance before me. Praise my holy name. You go around. Let your prayers be in dancing. Let you coming forth and giving that glory to the Lord. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Hey! In the name of, by the time that you are praying, every witchcraft that has taken contract over your life and flying over your direction, your dancing alone will crush their heads. There is power in Christ. There is power in Christ. From time to time, God will allow you to see what he's doing in the realm of the spirit for you. That is when you come to give a testimony. Last night, something came. And as I was sleeping, and suddenly I saw a man in the room. He was rushing to come and probably kill me. And I don't know what happened. And you are alive giving testimony here. Hallelujah. They that are gone, they don't come back to give testimonies. Nobody knows what had happened to them. There was no protection over their lives. But Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are branches. You have to understand the fellowship that is going on right here. What the vine wants, that is what the branch is bringing forth. A tree of mango cannot produce coconut. So do not seek to bring forth coconut when the vine is a mango tree. Remain on your position of strength, and Satan has no power over you. Remain on your position of strength and continue glorifying God in prayer. And those that are busy, do you know that every time that they come and they fail, They go back to get themselves together again. Satan is always coming to you with the greatest weapon. Every time they come, they fail. They say, don't worry, you will come again. So they will be monitoring your life, seeking for a loophole. If they can use your children, they will get you. If they can use your husband, they will get you. If they can use your a colleague at work, they will get you. So we are talking about character here. So all these things that we have mentioned, they are all important. You want to stand strong person before Almighty God, watch this things. Watch this things. You cannot be moving around and say that, hey, God will do it. The Lord will kill you. Look at you. A Christian brother, Christian sister that is cursing people. You are to bring forth light into their lives, not sending them to darkness. Be charged with the power. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. You open your mouth, you pray for people, and things are happening. But you cannot be going there dancing the same tune with them and then coming back and say that I will pray for you. Who are you going to pray to? This is the reality of our lives. We said conditions of prayer. That is what we have been talking about today. May the Lord God bless you. As you are going home, may you live by the word of the living God. The power of God will never depart from you because Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. We glorify Almighty God for giving us that mighty, mighty grace.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless.